Another news after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We talked about it, but this is what's happening now. Fox News. This is the turning point. Turning Point USA says Campus Chapter requests surge over 120,000 after Kirk's assassinations. Turning Point USA announced it has received more than 120,000 inquiries from students wanting to start new campus chapters in their colleges or high schools. Wow.
Di organizzare e fare organizzazioni come Charlie Kirk.
They want open branches of the organization, Turning Point USA. More than 120,000. As usual, the devil shot himself on the foot. So they want open branches of Turning Point USA. And now all the demons are crying, ah, we killed the wrong guy.
E poi qui c'è la moglie di Charlie Kirk. Che sta piangendo, ha fatto l'annuncio davanti
it was on the news in the other memorial in front of 90,000 people attending at the memorial. She gave a speech.
Questa era Miss Arizona, la vincitrice.
She was Miss Arizona.
Una grande bella croce al collo.
She has a nice white cross at the neck. She looks like an angel.
Io ho ascoltato il video.
I listened to her speech.
Ok, c'è anche il video in inglese dove lei piangendo.
And she crying.
Lei dà un messaggio di amore.
She gives a message of love.
Suo marito, che si amavano molto.
Of course she's desperate. She misses him. She loved him a lot.
E il punto cruciale del video è che Signor Sand ha detto io a quell'uomo.
Between tears, she said, at the memorial, to the man who killed my husband, I forgive him. And this is the power of Christ. This is our power, our strength. All the religions, Islamic, they burn their enemies, they torture them, they kill them. Even to them, we forgive them. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith, our love, when we forgive, this is the true kingdom of God. Listen, terrorists. Based on love, on forgiveness, the true kingdom of God is not killing your enemies. But forgiving, loving, waiting for them to repent, waiting for your enemies to repent. I want to give a little message right now. God created the church with the blood of the martyrs. The Holy Spirit created His church through the blood of the martyrs. First of all, the first martyr was Jesus Christ, and through its own blood, the church started. Through His own blood, the church started, the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:9. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. The devil and its goats and its tares realize that they did something wrong by killing the Christians and the martyrs through the ages, starting with Jesus Christ. Oh, if they could go back, but it's not possible because they permanently rejected their Savior and the salvation of the gospel, and now they are destined to hell. But remember this. Remember this, martyrdom is the greatest accomplishment of a believer. This is how the martyrs won Rome. You know, there are many Muslims, when they see the Christian martyrs dying and forgiving as they die, they get converted. the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ and the gospel converts them.
Non dobbiamo temere il martirio perché Gesù.
Of course, it's the love of God and the love of Christ, not Christianity nowadays, because Christianity nowadays often it's false. I'm talking about the true Christianity, the true Christians, which are often persecuted, even in their own churches. And they are persecuted even by modern-day Pharisees, which are the false Christians, Galatians 2:4. And that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy at our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us unto bondage. It's incredible how it's amazing from such a painful thing, somebody dying, a martyrdom, somebody being martyred for the cause of Christ, something wonderful comes out. The gospel is being preached all through the Christianity era. There have been martyrs who were burned at the stake just because they were reading the Bible. Thank God for the martyrs. And Kirk, it's not Kirk, it's the last one on the list, but I'm sure that it's not just him. I'm sure there are other Christians around the world being persecuted and dying these days. I want to give you some scriptures about the blood of Christ, the first martyr who saved us, Jesus. Romans 3:25, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The blood of the martyrs, it's not wasted. Hebrews 9:25-28. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world had he appeared to put away sin by the sacrificing of himself, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. First John 1:7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have communion one with another. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. 1 John 1:7. So the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. We are sanctified by the blood of Christ. We are all sanctified in Christ. Once and for all, Jesus gave his blood and we are sanctified through that. It's not every time you go in church or people do traditions different. Hebrews 10:10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all, and every priest stand there daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. So the sacrifice is one. It's not any sacrifice in the church every Sunday. Hebrews 10:12. But this man, Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Once you receive Jesus, cleanse you. Once you receive Jesus, Jesus' blood cleanses you from all sins. Yes, you still make sins, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you every day because you repent. If you don't repent, no, you're not cleansed. But if you repent and the goodness of God brings you to repentance, it says, then you are forgiven. Now where remission of this is, there is no more offering for sin. Because you are forgiven. So Hebrews 10 from 10 to 18.